play. Whispers echo through the haunted night. Beware the darkness, it's a frightful sight. Creeps and ghouls, they're on the prowl. Another bear, hear the restless howl. Goblin laughter fills the air. Join us if you dare, if you dare. Crew crypts, where the lost souls roam. Legends linger far from home. Witches cackle, bats take flight. It's a chilling tale on Halloween night. Creeps and ghouls, they're on the prowl. Under the bed, hear the restless howl. Goblin laughter fills the air. Join us if you dare, if you dare. In the crypts, where the lost souls roam. Legends linger far from home. Witches cackle, bats take flight. It's a chilling tale on Halloween night. Creeps and ghouls, they're on the prowl. Under the bed, hear the restless howl. Goblin laughter fills the air. Join us if you dare, if you dare. In the dark, don't look away. Monsters lurking, come what may. Haunted whispers, shadows creep. Hold your breath and don't you sleep. Creeps and ghouls, they're on the prowl. Under the bed, hear the restless howl. Goblin round, let the story spin. In this world where nightmares begin. With every tale, the fear ignites. Welcome to a haunted Halloween night.
As night falls and the world slips into darkness, shadows creep and whispers echo. Welcome, brave souls, to a realm where the veil between the living and the dead grows very thin. Tonight, we journey into the heart of the supernatural, where chilling tales of ghosts, spooks, and monsters await. From restless spirits roaming ancient battlefields to legendary creatures lurking in the shadows, prepare to confront the unknown. So dim the lights and steel your nerves, because in this episode of the Let Me Take You Higher podcast, we'll uncover the spine-tingling lore that haunts our cultures and our nightmares. Are you ready? Take a step into the darkness. Well, welcome back to the Let Me Take You Higher podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Villain, and today Gigi and I are diving into the fascinating and often hilarious world of the supernatural. From spine-tingling tales to eye-rolling statistics, we're here to explore the ghosts, spooks, and monsters that haunt our cultures and imaginations. So grab your EMF meter and your best ghost hunting gear, because it's time to see what's lurking in the shadows. Gigi, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Mr. Villain. Let's kick things off with some classic ghost stories.
All right.
Did you know that 48% of Americans believe in ghosts, according to a survey done in 2019?
So wait a minute. You're telling me that that's almost half of America, you're saying, believes in ghosts? Is that true?
Oh, yeah. And coming from the East Coast and Maryland, I can tell you there's a lot of history out there. Okay. A lot of ghosts. I myself have seen or have had some ghost encounters.
Really? Because where you come from now, that's like Maryland, that's the Upper East. That's where people came off the ships, and that's where Salem's Lot is, and, you know, all the Roanoke whole mystery there. So what kind of ghost stories are you aware of from the Upper East?
Oh man, so there's a church near my house called St. Ignatius. It's like one of the oldest churches in our state.
Okay.
And you know, me and my friend went up there one it's like, you know, midnight, one late evening, and we're all just like walking around, and I swear on this, saw a gravestone that was kind of like oddly like lit up, like kind of like shining more than the others. Really? So yeah, so we walked over to it, and it turns out that that person had died on that day a few years ago.
Okay.
And for just for some reason, it just called out to us. So we walked back to where we parked, and we parked next to this like shed. Now this is again in the middle of the night, and in the shed, like just random swing music started to play, like the song that do 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 do. Yeah,
like, taste. I'm just kidding.
Swing you, know you know what I'm talking about, though? Like that kind
no,
of music.
No, I know. Like you're talking about that high rolling 1950s kind of music.
Yeah, for some reason that was playing, and then I looked over like on the bench. I swear, like it had to be like 200-300 yards away at night. Granted, but I could have sworn sitting on the bench was a Grim Reaper. It was someone with a cloak. It looked like he was holding something. No, it was terrifying. We got the hell out of there after that.
That's crazy.
But yeah, that's just like one of those.
Yeah, and that's so you're saying the Grim Reaper was just at the cemetery, listening to swing music on top of a. You know, a headstone?
Now, I don't know why the swing music was playing in the Grim Reaper, but I do know that apparently, like, we're not the only people in that area who's, like, reported, like, sightings of him. But, no, that's just, like I've had stories of, like, at boot camp as well.
Yeah.
Oddly enough. So... In boot camp in Paris Island, the rifle range is a separate part. So when you go to the rifle range, you actually hike away from the barracks you live at. You hike away to the rifle range, and you live there for about two weeks.
Yeah.
While we were there, my drill instructor pulled me into the office with the, I believe it was a chaplain, and told me that my grandfather was about to pass away, and I was clear to go home to either see him for the funeral or to spend time with him before he passes. So pretty much immediately after they told me that, there's this thing in boot camp called early chow and late chow. So early chow runs to the chow hall to eat first, so that while everyone forms up, marches over there, gets in there, eats, they're pretty much done running back. That way two people stay back to watch all the gear. When early chow gets back, late chow goes. Late chow. Okay.
Yeah.
So everybody leaves. It's just me and my buddy Foster, and we're sitting in the back of the squad bay just talking. And I was just like, you know, sharing like the fact that like, man, I just was found out about my grandfather and stuff like that. And we're just talking. And then out of nowhere, on the far opposite end of the squad bay, we hear the water and the like this one of the sinks turn on in the bathroom. And we just, like, stopped, and we were, like, looking at each other. Now, mind you, the barracks at boot camp are older. They're the older side of the of the base. And if you were going to, you know, basically kill yourself in boot camp, that's typically the place you do it at. So, we get the water turned on, and we are... kind of like, okay, so we walk about halfway up the squad bay, and then the water turns off, and then we just stop. And we're like, okay. So we search all over, because we're thinking, like, a drill instructor came in, he, like, is just fucking with us, he's about to, like, you know, light us up, you know, we're about expecting to get yelled at. So we're, like, looking all over for him, we don't find anything, so we're okay. So then we go to walk back to... where we were hanging out, and we hear the sink water turn back on. The water, the sink turn on.
Okay.
So we turn around and we go back to the bathroom, and the sink's still running. We turn it off. Again, search around, nothing. We don't see anything. We don't find anybody. Then we walk to the end of the squad bay again, and I shit you not, the barracks, or the beds, the racks started to shake. Like this, like sliding concrete. Yeah, they started to slide on the concrete and was making that like nails on a chalkboard sound.
Oh my God.
It was terrifying.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What? That's crazy. Because you know what? And I'm Creole. We have a whole bunch of weird rituals and superstitions, and that's where voodoo comes from, all that crazy stuff. But I had something similar to happen with a presence or a spirit. It was when I was about 5 or 6 years old. It's in Las Vegas, as everybody knows I'm from Vegas. My uncle and I were in the living room after we got through watching Tales from the Crypt Keeper. I don't want to laugh, but you get what I'm saying. We're in the living room and we're asleep. And I wake up to I felt like it was a rustling and noise. And our house out there, our family estate, was on an acre of land. It was huge. It was over 4,000 square feet. And we're in this big ass living room. And it's 1993, 94. And this big white it's apparition or spirit. She's cloaked in all white. Only thing that were dark black marbles were her eyes, or black. You couldn't see a pupil, but everything else was completely white. She's wearing this raggedy torn dress. The only color in the whole thing was she was carrying an apple. And I thought, I was young. I was like, what the hell is this? Am I dreaming or what's going on? And I tried to get up and my uncle held me closer, because we were on the couch. And he's like, don't move. So I'm like, oh, shit, my uncle can see it, too. And I was like, oh, fuck. And the apparition kept floating closer and closer to us. And she wasn't scary. She was very inviting. And then all of a sudden, because he jumped up, she disappeared. And he was like, he said, that is a ghost that will steal your soul and suck it down to hell. She's a siren, but in ghostly form, she's a dead siren. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. It's a 5 or 6. I didn't believe any of that shit, but he was 100% on it. And we both saw it. So it's crazy. And you're right though. But that's part of the mystique of these ghost stories, man. They've been around for thousands of years. You know what I'm saying? So when you're watching those late night horror movies and you're really getting into it, the funny thing about all that kind of stuff is that there are people that really believe this stuff. I'm one of them. You're one of them. And it kind of forces you to want to sleep with the lights on. You know what I'm saying? Because this stuff is cultural. And as you can probably attest to, Gigi, there's a lot of different cultures with this kind of these kind of ghosts. Do you know any cultures like that, that kind of have these weird ghosts that have encapsulated a whole culture for thousands and thousands of years?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you have the Japanese Yuri, for instance. They're restless spirit that are usually depicted in white garments, and they kind of they linger when they have unfinished business, or it's a tortured soul or soul. And that's, I know Japan and China, they often honor their dead with lantern festivals, and Japanese have a lot of spirits in their mythology and religion.
Right. And if you guys know this to be true, spirits linger. If they have unfinished business or they feel like there's something more, they'll stick around until they finish that business. That's very true. In my culture, Creoles, especially as a water sign Creole, I happen to be a Cancer, zodiac wise or whatever, but I can feel it. I can feel the presence of different kinds of energies. Everything's a wave. Either it's a high frequency or a low frequency, and you can feel it. I recently had one of my best friends passed away, and I can still feel that presence around. This morning I was waking up and I felt something, and it could have been one of those things where you have that that weird paralysis where you're kind of awake, kind of asleep, but whatever. But I felt like something was hugging me, hugging me down, and I felt warmth to it. I knew it was who I knew it was my friend. You know certain people when they come around their aura. You know what I'm saying? And I've always been that way. But the Yuri, in Japanese culture, they're usually associated with tragic stories like betrayals and untimely deaths. And it makes you wonder who's haunting the average commuter on the Tokyo subway. Who are these people, right? Because if you think about it, have you ever seen that movie, The Ring?
Oh, yeah.
So there's the ring, and then there's the other one where, what's it called? Where the, she had her black hair over her eyes, and she was up in the corners. And
the grunge, her, the grudge.
The grudge. You know. That shit is, to me, it's real. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like, so for me, I don't believe that kind of stuff is real. I don't believe in poltergeists. I feel like there would be more instances and, like, stories about it versus, mm-hmm. like, oh, it ended up that that person was schizophrenic or whatever.
Yeah.
No, I do believe in, like, ghosts where, like, we kind of, like, I guess, intertwine with each other. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, because it's hard to say, because, like, I did witness, like, the ghost shaking the racks, and I heard, I've camped in Gettysburg, and at night I've heard soldiers walking around and horses walking through the water
mm-hmm.
very clearly. Like, you hear the water splashing. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say.
But if you're from where you were raised up in the top east near, I mean, were you near New Jersey?
A couple hours from Jersey. Maybe like I could get to Jersey within 2-3 hours.
Okay. So, you must have heard of the Jersey Devil, because if you're up that far and near that kind of Upper East Side, Upper East corner of the United States, the Jersey Devil is a huge apparition that's been spotted over 2,000 times since the 1700s. And that motherfucker, we won't go into it, but that shit's crazy, crazy. If you guys out there, our audience, if you've ever heard of the Jersey Devil, we want to hear from you. We want to know, what is that? Like, what is the situation? What it looks like? You can always reach us at letmetakeyouhigherpodcast@gmail.com. If you have pictures, that'd be amazing. And we'll probably do a part two. But that's one of the most popular monsters. The Jersey Devil has become like a folklore. It's gold, with reports of ranging from eerie howls in the Pine Barrens to sightings of a creature with hooves and a bat-like wings. I mean, what do you guys think? What do you think, Gigi? Could that really be out there?
Hold on, I'm getting a lot of feedback on my end. I'm sorry. What was your question?
Well, I mean, the Jersey Devil. So, the Jersey Devil is like this thing. It has, like, bat wings and hooves and, like, claws. And it's kind of up to the Upper East Side of where you're from, of course. Have you ever heard of the Jersey Devil?
Actually, I haven't.
You've never heard of the Jersey Devil?
Yes, kind of sounds like what is that called from? Oh man,
you mean, are you talking about the show Supernatural?
No,
No.
It's that Jeepers Creepers, I think.
Dude, that is. I think they molded the Jeeper Creeper. The Creeper is what they call it. And I used to know a guy who looked just like the Creeper. He's still alive, so he's not a ghost. He's really real. But they modeled him after the Creeper. And that's great. That's one of my favorite monster movies. And we're getting into that time, the autumn and fall, where Halloween's upon us. And we see these things. I mean, if you look down south to us from Texas, you have Mexico, right? And Mexico, let's talk about it, the Chupacabra. Have you ever heard of the Chupacabra?
Oh, absolutely. I've heard of the Chupacabra.
Okay. So it's like a big-ass Batman. No, it's not Batman. It's like a bat that's a man with these crazy claws, and it sucks the blood out of everybody. And this originates from Puerto Rico, just so you know. This creature has been blamed for deaths of livestock since the 1990s, leading to wild speculation about what it really is. I mean, what do you think the Chupacabra is, Gigi?
I mean, I've always heard of it more like described as like, man, kind of like the size of like I don't want to say Wolverine. I want to say more like a bobcat, like a small mountain lion type of size. What you said, like it kind of like stalks things at night. Yeah. Usually when I've heard attacks, like livestalk, sucks the blood out of them.
Yeah.
They
call it the goat sucker. It really likes goats. Yeah. I mean, you've had goat cheese, so you kind of know. You know why he likes the damn goats. And I've had, you know, veal and lamb, so I know why he likes some fucking goats.
It's good stuff.
But it's what's up. But for what they'd say, he's like a reptilian monster. And others say he's like a hairless dog. Just like those little chihuahuas, little angry, you know, ankle biters.
That's how I've always heard it described as.
Yeah, like a little bitty hairless little chihuahua. But I mean, the legend has grown over, I mean, years, and it's an international phenomenon. But what I would say, you got to admire the creativity of people behind these sightings. It's like the ultimate game of telephone, right? We're very, they keep on retelling these stories, and they make it more scarier and scarier. It's kind of like the lighthearted ghost encounters. And if you've ever seen this guy, now, if you guys are in the audience, have heard of this movie called The Deliverance. It's got, who's it got in there? It has Glenn Coco. Everybody knows Glenn Coco. It also has in there, I think her name is Monique. And it's like the hit, the rage of Netflix. Now, Netflix is no sponsor, but if a movie's good, I'm going to call it out. You guys need to see it. It has a line in there that's hilarious, which I won't repeat on the on our podcast today because it's a little derogatory, a little slur, a little racist, but it is what it is. But Gigi, I mean, coming from the Northeast, there's a lot of stuff going up there in the Northeast. Like, I've heard of crazy stuff. Have you ever been out in the woods at night and you heard something crazy aside from the Grim Reaper?
Being out in the woods, yes.
Okay.
I think. Not necessarily out in the woods, but me and my friend once, we felt like we were once stalked by, like, the ghost dog.
The ghost dog?
Yeah, so we were walking home from my friend's house, who, mind you, our neighbor, whose house that we were walking home from, her house was built in the late 1700s.
Oh, shit.
And, yeah, and ironically, it was a house used to quarter slaves. So it's a very old house with a lot of history. So it was like in the middle of the night. I think I was maybe 13 at the oldest. And my friend Ryan was maybe 11 or 12. And we're walking, and I just hear like some kind of like jingling.
So chains or something? Or
yeah, like a dog collar. But like, you know, like I didn't know what it was. So I turned and I saw, again, in the middle of the night, it looked like a black outline of a dog, and the collar was, like, lit up. And that's the only thing I could really see is the collar, and that kind of, like, outlined the dog. It looked very demonic. I mean, it could have just been a regular dog.
Well, it could have been a regular dog. It could have been a demonic Doberman. What are those dogs that come from the gates of hell to drag you back down if you don't pay off your crossroads debt?
Hellhounds?
The hellhounds, yes. Be careful.
So we hauled ass out of there. I didn't even, like, I took off running. I just said, run. My friend didn't know what was I talking about. I just said, run. And then I yelled, you know, as I was running away, there's a dog. And he just took off with me.
No, if it was me back in the day and you told me to run, I would have ran before you got the whole sentence out of your mouth. We don't fuck around with that shit.
That's what I'm saying.
We're gone. Like, flash.
We'll ask the questions later.
Yeah, like, we'll talk about that shit later. If you say run, I see you moving, we're moving. We're gone, man. But let's not forget the infamous Stanley Hotel. Now, this is really true. It's in Colorado. It inspired Stephen King's The Shining, and it's known for its ghostly residents, its staff, its guests, all those people who go there to visit. I mean, no one that I've ever known to die there, but it's cursed. It cursed the whole Stephen King's Shining by Stanley Kubrick. The whole set was cursed. And so it's reported every time you go there, there's a mysterious piano music that plays ghostly, children playing in the halls. You know, they have a huge maze out in front of the property, and you can always see like little apparitions running and chasing and laughing in there. Have you ever heard of the Stanley Hotel, the one that's in Colorado there, Gigi?
No, I don't think I have.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the hotel? No, it's the Hotel California.
Hotel to the Hotel California. No, it's not that one. This hotel, you don't want to spend any time in. It's horrible. Have you ever seen The Shining?
Yeah.
That's the hotel. They filmed it in the Stanley Hotel.
So that was the actual Stanley Hotel as well.
That is the actual Stanley Hotel.
Wow. It's
crazy, right?
Very intimidating, yeah.
I'm intimidated just talking to you about it. Good grief. But, I mean, guys, look, as long as we've been on this planet, from our great, great, great ancestors to the first people who ever walked bipedal, there has been stories passed down from generation to generation to generation over thousands upon thousands of years, eons, where our ancestors knew something else existed on this planet besides us. And they weren't, they were scared, but they weren't scared to pass the legends on till they got down to us, which is a good thing because it allows us to understand what's really lurking in those bushes. If you go outside and it's a little bit too quiet, you don't hear like birds and insects or dogs or cats howling or anything. That's a sign of something's in the bushes. Am I right, Gigi? What do you think? Like you being an ex-Marine, you know to listen to your surroundings. If you don't hear anything, you think that's a problem?
Oh man, that's the thing. It's like the calm before the storm.
Yes,
I get very. I've always felt like I've had like a sixth sense. I kind of like astroplaned as a child when I like just like as a small child, I would have dreams of me sleepwalking, and I was watching myself sleepwalking. Turns out that's like astroplaning. I don't know. That's just what I did. You can call it whatever it was or whatever it is. And I've always had like a weird connection. Like, you know, when I was at that graveyard, when something drew me to that gravestone, it wasn't like my friend didn't point it out. It was like, I was like, that's a like gravestone. There's something about it.
Yeah.
And walked over there because of that. So I've always had like that sense. So have you ever heard of the Driscoll? The Driscoll Hotel? The Driscoll?
I've heard the Driscoll, yes.
It's in Austin. It's a haunted hotel. I don't know if you knew that. So there's like a girl who apparently died. I'm not too sure the details of the story. Okay. There's a painting that either represents her or is in honor of her, on like the seventh floor or something like that. And me and some friends went to go check it out. And when we got up there, like you could just like feel the
heaviness.
Yeah, the heaviness. And I walked, like, it's kind of like a hallway, you know, lined with paintings all over the hallway.
Right.
Right over, found the painting pretty much right away.
Yeah. It's so crazy, man. That stuff, like, when I hear stuff like that from other people who've experienced similar things that what I've experienced, whether it be monsters, aliens, lore, whatever the case may be, it sends chills down my spine because I'm so connected with the roots of all that weird stuff that goes on, man. And like you said, with the Driscoll Hotel, when you started that painting, what stared back at you?
It was just, I don't know. It just felt sad. Like you could feel the sadness.
Yeah.
It was in the entire hallway. There was just a heaviness just around it. And it was just like this little girl. Like, I'm not too sure. Like, I don't even remember really what the painting looked like, more like.
Right.
Less the feelings behind it, and it was just very heavy and sad.
Yeah, I mean, just by you telling me that, I feel like I can feel it on you, and it got like transfers to me in the pits of my stomach and my soul, because that stuff is so real. I know a lot of people don't really believe in that kind of stuff, but if you think about it, guys, we are human beings that supposedly evolved from apes. We're whirling around the sun at over 2,000 miles per hour. Now, this is a fiery hot star, and we're just on a chunk of rock in the middle of nothingness, abyss. We don't know how we got here, and we don't know where we're going. So I would tell you that before you pass judgment on those things, think of where you are in reality right now. And how if you were to tell someone that who haven't experienced it, they would think you were a fucking loon and that you didn't know what the hell you're talking about. But here we are. I mean, am I right, Gigi? Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
It's the craziest thing if you think about it, because, I mean, if you said, hey, there's a bunch of evolved apes on a big-ass rock in the middle of nothingness that's swirling around a fiery star, and you'd be like, what are you talking about? Write that stuff on a paper, and let's do a book, because that stuff is crazy, but...
That sounds like something you talk about tripping on shrooms, like, oh, man, like...
Whoa.
The world's like a
maybe
like
we are
be flying through the universe, man.
Yeah. We're just and nothing knows what nobody even really can explain to you what gravity is. It just keeps us on this rock.
It's just a thing.
Yeah. So whether you believe in ghosts or you think it's all just a figment of our collective imagination, these tales show us how folklore can bring cultures together and create a shared sense of mystery. I mean, do you agree with that, Gigi?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like, it makes for, you know, great stories. It's fun to talk about. And like, sometimes, like, when you get like, you find someone who has like a very like strong connection or a story where like they had a very kind of like a strong encounter.
Yeah.
When they tell that story, like you can see the goosebumps, like they give you the goosebumps. Like, it's just very intense, very emotional. And it's because, like, I feel like that ghost or that spirit kind of like passes on that sadness that kind of binds them here.
No, and that's 100% true. And I'll tell you, indigenous peoples have talked about this all the time, skinwalkers. And, you know, I'll find myself up at 2:30 because I'm a night owl, 2:30 a.m., 3 o'clock in the morning, looking at those stupid, you know, memes on the Facebooks, the Instagrams, and the TikToks. And I'm seeing these creatures, like, and they're taking video of a creature just moving past the camera, or the door keeps slamming, or just something crazy. And my goodness, it sends like a shrill up my spine, like my skin curls, because you know that stuff, because we just don't know. We don't know what happens when we pass on. We don't know. I feel energy all the time, whether it's negative energy. And negative energy makes me sick, like to my stomach, like if I want to vomit. But when it's positive, it lifts my mood. So there are levels to this stuff, man. And let me just tell you guys, and I know I'll go off on a tangent on this stuff because I am a true believer. But what I will say is, of course, thanks for joining us on this spirited adventure. If you've enjoyed our dive into ghosts and monsters, don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast where you see it. And, you know, guys, this podcast is worldwide. We've got people from Finland to France, Germany, Thailand, the Maldives. Everybody listens to this podcast. So wherever you get your podcasts, I mean, share it with a friend. And if you have stories, we love stories, contact us at letmetakeyouhigher@gmail.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I mean, we have a great TikTok. A lot of people on our TikToks. But, your own ghost stories would be a perfect thing. We'll probably do a part 2 if you want. So drop us a line, of course. But until next time, keep your ghost stories alive and your nights spooky. I've been Mr. Villain with Gigi Luigi, and you've been listening to another episode of Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast. Have a great night. No, I'm just kidding. We won't do that. Bye, guys. And that's a wrap on this episode of Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast. Big thanks to our special guests and a huge shout out to our incredible sponsors. You guys are literally the wind beneath our podcast wings. Remember, this show was dreamed up and brought to life by yours truly, Mr. Villain. And it's all made possible by BC Entertainment LLC, a proud subsidiary of Big Cheddar Music LLC. All rights are reserved by BC Entertainment, so don't even think about touching that dial without permission. Until next time, keep your minds elevated and your vibes higher. This is Mr. Villain signing off. Stay tuned, stay sharp, and stay forever gifted and lifted.
You dare! In the crypts, where
Where the lost souls roam, legends linger far from home. Witches cackle, bats take flight. It's a chilling tale on Halloween night. Creeps and ghouls, they're on the prowl. Under the bed, hear the restless howl. Goblin laughter fills the air. Join us if you dare, if you dare. In the dark, don't look away. Monsters lurking, come what may. Haunted whispers, shadows creep. Hold your breath and don't you sleep. Creeps and ghouls, they're on the prowl. Under the bed, hear the restless howl. Goblin round, let the story spin. In this world where nightmares begin, with every tale the fear ignites. Welcome to a haunted Halloween night.